630 CHED Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Weekdays at 6 on 630 CHED.
Chomp, chomp, chomp. That is the injury bug biting the Edmonton Oilers. A lot of joy at Rogers Place last night. Great performance by Stuart Skinner. Great game overall, really. Connor Hellebuyck was awesome for the Jets. Oilers got it done in a shootout. And maybe the high of that lessened a little bit with some of the news this morning. First of all, Darnell Nurse, Oilers ice time leader. 2 to 3 weeks he's expected to miss with a broken finger. Dave Tippett, the head coach of the team, says he suffered that injury in overtime last night against the Jets. Of course, if you watched the game, you saw Slater Koekkoek get shaken up in the first period, left for a while, came back, eventually could not finish the game. He will be out 3 to 4 weeks with a lower body injury. And Mike Smith, we still don't know when he is coming back. He has now been placed on long-term injured reserve. More on him in a few minutes. Derek Ryan, who didn't play last night, concussion symptoms is how Dave Tippett described it yesterday. Well, he skated today before practice, and I think he's feeling not bad. Probably not going to play tomorrow, highly unlikely to play tomorrow, but he will go with the Oilers on their three-game road trip where they have games coming up Tuesday, Wednesday, and next Saturday. Of course, Chicago is here tomorrow. Furnace Family Oilers Hockey will start with the face-off show at 6:30 tomorrow night, the game at 8. Chicago, horrible start to the season, doing much better lately. So that should be an interesting matchup at Rogers Place as Duncan Keith goes up against his former team for the first time in his career. So most significant out of all this, the Oilers ice time leader, Darnell Nurse, going to be out of action for 2 to 3 weeks. He plays 26.06 per game. 4.5 minutes more than the next most used defenseman, who is Evan Bouchard, coming in at just over 21.5. Dave Tippett commented on who's going to fill in for Darnell Nurse.
Well, it's the cliche thing to say is not one guy is going to take the minutes. You're going to have to spread it around a little bit. So he takes a big chunk of the game for us, but we're going to have people step up and do a little more. And young Broberg will come in and we'll see where he's at. He's played very well down in the American League. Chris Russell is ready to come back from a small injury. So we've got, people have just got to step up and take the extra minutes that are available.
All right, so 2 to 3 weeks with no Nurse for Edmonton, that is probably going to be in the range of 6 to 10 games. Probably no Nurse for 6 to 10 games. So that is significant. He plays in all situations. He plays a ton. And with Koekkoek out as well, well, now you're really getting thin on that left side. Of course, you have Duncan Keith. You heard Tippett say Chris Russell should be good to play, but he's kind of been in and out of the lineup. So both William Lagesson and Philip Broberg have been called up. Now, obviously, we've seen Lagesson before, sort of a depth-type defensive defenseman who's, probably going to be up and down for the most of his pro career, whatever organization he winds up continuing to play with. Broberg, a first-round pick of the Oilers in 2019, 8th overall, some decent size, 6'3", 200 pounds. He turned 20 in June. He's been playing for the Bakersfield Condors in the AHL. Not bad numbers, has 10 assists in 13 games. He is +1. He can skate. There's no doubt about that, but I think still rounding into form in terms of being able to thrive in the North American style of game. Here's what Tippett had to say about Broberg.
Well, we're going to find out how his progress is here. I've watched some games in the American League, and he's playing in all situations. He's playing big minutes down there, and he's played better than he did in camp. I think in camp he came over, he was okay. Still getting used to the timing, the size of the rink and some stuff like that. But he's gone down there and played a ton, which has been good for him. And, we'll come up, we'll see what he can do.
Don't know if Broberg is going to play tomorrow, but I think safe to say he will make his NHL debut in the very near future. Like I said, with Nurse being out at least 6 games and Broberg a more dynamic type of player than what you're getting from William Lagesson. But this is a big loss for the Oilers. Like I said, Nurse plays a lot, 26 minutes. So other players are going to have to fill in and share that load. And in a couple of cases here, you could have some relatively inexperienced players doing that. You could have Duncan Keith taking on more responsibility. I think it's been a very up and down season so far for Duncan Keith, who's had some good games. And I think he's had some games where he's struggled with turnovers and some of those types of things. So that is the challenge here ahead for the Oilers without those players. Now, Mike Smith, look, when he first got hurt, it was a month ago. It was exactly a month ago. It was October 19th in a game the Oilers wound up winning 6-5 against the Anaheim Ducks. Smith played just over half the game. He'd allowed four goals. He got shaken up for the longest time. He was day-to-day. He went on the Oilers' five-game road trip last week, and then he left the team, and all of a sudden day-to-day becomes week-to-week, and now he's been put on long-term injured reserve. Now, part of that, obviously, is to help with the salary cap here, but we just continue to wait and wait and wait for Smith to be healthy. Here's the update from Tip.
Mike Smith is getting some more tests done today. That there's nothing really changed here. We'll see where that comes out today, but he's still week to week at best.
Week to week at best. That sounds kind of ominous from Dave Tippett. Now, a great performance from Stuart Skinner last night. I think coaches, players, and probably many of you fairly comfortable seeing Skinner between the pipes, maybe splitting some time here with Mikko Koskinen as we go forward. And look, I hear it all about Koskinen all the time. When are we going to get a new goalie? When are we going to get rid of Koskinen? Well, hey, we know the more he plays, sometimes the worse he plays, but he's having a pretty good season overall. Goaltending, for the most part, has not been an issue for the Edmonton Oilers. If they've got through 16 games here, that is one-fifth of the NHL schedule with a 12-4 start. So tomorrow's game against the Blackhawks, a significant one for Duncan Keith. He was asked if it's going to be weird playing against his former team.
Yeah, for sure. Put that jersey on for a long time, and got a lot of friends on that team. But, it's going to be a fun game. You know, it'll be different for sure. But I'm excited. It's the first time playing them, so it's be a new experience for me playing an old team and old players I played with. But at the end of the day, it is another game in the schedule where we another 2 points are on the line, and it's a big game, and they're playing well.
Yeah, Blackhawks have certainly picked it up. They have now won four in a row. Just two games in the NHL tonight. They both start a little bit later on. Jets at Canucks, Avalanche at Kraken. CFL tonight, we have the Elks here on 6:30. Ched, 7 o'clock countdown to kickoff. Game will start at 8:30. Hamilton and Ottawa are playing. It's 3-3 in the second quarter. Significant game. Hamilton and Ottawa. It is Montreal and Ottawa. Hamilton plays tomorrow. Montreal and Ottawa. If Montreal loses, then Hamilton already knows they're hosting Montreal in the East semifinal. Montreal needs to win and have Hamilton lose tomorrow, and then Montreal would host the East semifinal. So still some playoff seating on the line. Spectacular night by Stuart Skinner at Rogers Place against the Jets. We'll break it down with Joaquin Gage when we get back.
What an exciting day to be at the Mighty Millions Lottery Grand Prize Show Home. I'm Tracy Gray, broadcasting live. And you know what? Any day is an exciting day, but especially today, because tonight is the absolute final deadline to get your tickets at midnight. That's your last chance to get them. They're already 95% sold, and they have sold out in previous years. So if you're hearing this right now, don't wait. Go to MightyMillionsLottery.com and get your tickets. Otherwise, you can still come by and see the show home. They are open to the public just until 8 o'clock tonight, so hurry on down and come and see it for yourself. You can also get your tickets at the website, so either way will work, but whatever you do, grab them before midnight tonight. That is your last chance. The 50-50 jackpot is still climbing. It's over $1,750,975 and growing. So grab your tickets. Do them now, because they are helping to support the Stollery and getting a chance to win great prizes. Be mighty. Go to MightyMillionsLottery.com.
Join him, Lowry in on the right. Over to Cole. Oh, saved by Skinner. fires it up. Getting it out was Lowry. He'll give it to Connor out of the penalty box. He'll shoot it. Save made by Skinner, and he covers it up as Kyle Connor got sprung down the right wing coming out of the penalty box. On the right wing, now to Svechnikov. He'll get it out. Give it to Harkins. In over the line. He'll shoot it. The save made by Skinner as Harkins was busting down the left wing. Stanley over to Connor. He'll let it go. Pad save. Rebound. Oh, what a save by Skinner off of Ehlers, and he holds on. Amazing stop by Stuart Skinner. And Nurse tried to go away with it. He lost it. Here comes Connor. His shot. Glove save made by Skinner, and it's cleared out by Draisaitl.
Now that is a montage. Spectacular performance by Stuart Skinner last night as the Oilers beat the Jets 2-1 in a shootout. If you missed the headline today, Darnell Nurse is going to be out 2 to 3 weeks with a broken finger. We welcome to the show former Oilers goaltender and all-around good guy, Joaquin Gage. Joaquin, how's life, my man?
Good, Reid. Happy Friday. How are you doing?
I am doing quite well. I got to see you on TV or whenever you do some analysis, but I never get to hear you because you're on during the intermissions. But what a night. What a night to be talking about the team when Stuart Skinner is getting his second career victory in fine fashion.
It's funny. I think, I might have to start charging Stuart Skinner for my appearances because while I'm in the building, Reid, he's 2-0. I was there last year for his first win against the Senators, so I'm gonna have to start charging him here. With that performance too, I think I'd get a percentage a little bit more, maybe a couple points on that one.
Yeah, we gotta send him a tab or something. So, you know, he's talked about trying to stand a little taller in the net. And certainly his teammates and his coach have said he just looks more like an NHLer. What did you notice? What does that mean to you when you hear somebody say a goaltender just looks more like he belongs in the NHL?
Confidence is the first one when a player can say that. He's spent a lot of time in the American League and he's excelled at that level. It's the natural progression to want to get to the next level, Reid. And I think he's done that. He does. I've never really watched his warm up, and he does something that I found so interesting, where he actually stood on the red line and I don't know if it's a stare down or just trying to look at the other team and see who he's playing against, but I was shocked at actually right on the red line staring at the other team is kind of a little intimidation tactic or maybe something to get him pumped up. I don't think I would have had the intestinal fortitude to do something like that because guys would have said something to me and got me off my game. But just when I saw that at the beginning of the game and watching warm up and seeing his movement, I did think he was going to have a better game. Like, not that he had a bad game, but he would have definitely wanted a couple of those back in his last two previous starts.
Yeah. Joaquin Gage joining us on Inside Sports. So, goaltending, I mean, let's say it's always a story in the NHL, certainly with the Oilers, with a couple of older goaltenders, Smith and Koskinen, on the roster to start the year. Smith, he's gone from day to day to Tippett today, said week to week at best. Mikko Koskinen has a good record. Yes, there have been some bad goals along the way, but he has a pretty good record. The thing with Mikko is sometimes we've seen his play trail off the more he plays. Have you noticed anything about Koskinen this season?
Other than his record, and I've thought he's played quite well. Again, there's a few he probably wants back, but I'm gonna help Oilers fans, I think, a little bit here, Reid, with the goaltending situation. Now, in my opinion, I've always found that Mikko plays better when he's pushed, where if you look back when he's really going and playing well and he's eliminating that kind of a weak goal is when Mike Smith and him are playing kind of a 1A, 1B role or in, like they're switching games and going. So the fact that Skinner actually has a game like that, I would look to Mikko to come back with a really solid performance. That's how he's performed in the past. When he's been the man, it seems like after a few games, he does tend to, his game kind of falls off, but I really believe that Mikko is at his best when he's battling for that net, but like he's got someone pushing him. When he's the guy, it seems to falter a little bit. So I'm intrigued to see how he starts playing, seeing how this young Skinner has a game like this, like a game that you really need as a young goalie, and especially, man, going up against Connor Hellebuyck. And it's not like Connor Hellebuyck had one hell of a game yesterday. That was just a goaltend clinic. I found myself amazed and jealous at the same time.
Well, Keed, you're breaking up just a little bit here, but I'll throw you one more before we let you go. Yeah, maybe Kellen, just see if we can iron out that connection with Joaquin, because I want to just ask him one more question before we go to the news. Former NHL goaltender Joaquin Gage joining us on Inside Sports, talking about the Oilers goaltending, the Skinner performance last night, and of course how Mikko Koskinen has been doing. So, Joaquin, Rob and I get a lot of questions like, well, the Oilers got to trade for goalie. And you know, Rob always says, well, why? Like, what are you upset about now? If Smith is healthy, he's going to come back and play, and then they'll have one of the other two guys around, or maybe both, or who knows? Like, do you think, though, I know it's hard to look ahead, but do you think Ken Holland is still thinking, okay, in January or February, if Gibson or Fleury or Kopitar or Rask is still available, they got to focus on bringing somebody else in?
It all depends on what's going to happen, I think, Reed, right? Like, it depends on the situation. Is Mike Smith healthy and playing well? Is Mikko playing well? Is Skinner, taking over a spot as well? I think there's time still. Goaltending, I don't think, has been a problem with the Oilers so far yet this year. So I really think it's a wait and see, kind of see where they're at that time of the year.
All right. Hey, man, I always appreciate you checking in. See you on the tube next time you're on. I don't know if we'll get to see each other in person at the rink. They got me up on the 8th floor again, away from everybody. But always enjoy having you on, man.
All right. Thanks, Reed.
That is Joaquin Gage, former Oilers goaltender, with a closer look at Stuart Skinner and Mikko Koskinen. Pretty interesting so far between the pipes for Edmonton. Bob Stauffer's coming up. Football at 7, Inside Sports on Jet.
Chad Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Weekdays at 6 on 630 Chad.